Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. I'm sure that later on we will talk about COVID. And I'm glad to report that, you know, the situation keeps getting better. So whether that's from vaccines or herd immunity, whatever we're talking about, it's nice to see the world healing. And it's just so nice. I still turn on the media and find out I'm about to die, but real life is actually quite different. You know, I was very pleased. I saw Loma Linda this last week announced for one day that they had their first day in a year with zero COVID inpatients. So, you know, things like that are very promising. I like that. I like the positive news, not the negative. And frankly, I think for the last week, I mostly turned off the national news except for a few things. And it was a much more pleasant experience, and the week went well, because when I walk out the door, what I'm seeing is people living life again and people choosing, do they want to wear their mask or not? Now, in the office, for everybody who's going to send hate mail, yes, we're wearing our masks in the office. We're practicing social distancing. We're still being very cautious and careful inside the office setting, as we should be. But I love people having the option, business owners having the option of how they're going to deal with this. And I've seen most everyone, you know, businesses in our area dealing marvelously with this. So, you know, kudos to all the business owners who are, there's even businesses being open. I saw there's like a nightclub that's going to open right beside Comedy Catch. So a little shout out, Michael, for your Comedy Catch. And, you know, I like seeing these new businesses open, new restaurants going out and actually being able to get tables without big X's on every other table. Life is looking back to normal. And I can't wait. You know, Lookouts are playing again. Way to go, Lookouts. And, you know, soon we'll have Riverfront Nights. And again, I can't tell you how happy, people who know me know how happy I'm about that, but it is fantastic. Now we'll move on to Ed in just a minute, but CHI has a word for you guys. They want you to know that in good times and bad times and everything in between, your primary care doctor is with you all the way. CHI Memorial Medical Group has convenient locations with same-day availability throughout Tennessee as well as North Georgia. We even do virtual visits. Visit chimemorialmedicalgroup.org to find a physician that is right for you. So, Ed, I rambled a little bit about all that, but what are your thoughts?
I love the fact that you are continue to be an optimist, number one, and you really have never taking the bait of fear. You don't take that bait. And so many have in not this, just this city, this state, and this country. And when you can't really do much about it unless you realize you've taken the bait, because propaganda is widespread. There's no doubt. And I'm just thankful for you and your optimism and the way that you speak to the public and also in the professional life. You're not doom and gloom. You are realistic, and you've always been very accurate with your, I think, very accurate with your opinion on the real situation. I mean, the World Health Organization is numbers are quite accurate. We still have less than 1% death rate of COVID, and so that means 99% of the people who get it are going to live. And that's pretty substantial, important numbers, because when you talk about other diseases, many of them certainly are far more lethal than COVID has ever thought about being. And I'm going to talk in the third segment about a really cool, I think it's really cool, at-home test that you can take that will give you a digital pass if you need to fly on an airline. And no one, only because I'm such a neurotic about searching information, this just came out, and I don't think the public is aware. I know they're not aware of this. I do want to say that
there's so many silly things out there talking about passes and all that. You know, my son lives up in D.C. Did mm-hmm. you see how the D.C. mayor is not allowing dancing at weddings? Because dancing just might spread COVID. So, you know, he was texting. I'm glad, you know, he has his head screwed on straight, because he said, yeah, this and many other insane, I can't use the same words he used, but mm-hmm. insane decisions by our politicians are making the D.C. area people really not like their politicians. Mm-hmm. So maybe people are waking up a little bit, but you can't dance at a wedding. You know, they said you have. Did you watch any of those segments?
Mm-hmm.
Watch some if you can. I'm sure they're all over YouTube. But to hear the politicians, they said, you know, the most important thing at a wedding is to make sure and be socially distanced and do this and that. And whoever the commentator was, he goes, isn't the most important thing the wedding, the bride and the groom? So, you know, it's an interesting world we're living in when you say, nope, you can't go dance. So hopefully we'll have less of that sort of insane speech and more common sense.
Common sense. And, you know, I'm pretty outspoken, so I kind of put my two cents worth in on Urban Stack downtown with their harsh signs that they did have. I noticed they have taken them down. But
good.
There's a new sign that beats everyone's. I don't know if you have seen it, Dr. Green. It was at Moxie Hotel.
No, I haven't been over there.
Okay, here's what it says, and I'm going to send it to you on your phone. Big sign. Yes, masks are still required, but the country mandate has expired. We don't care. But I've already had COVID. We don't care. Like Rona is a hoax. We don't care. But I'm vaccinated. We don't care. If you're not consuming, you're masking. And it is all with exclamation points. Who in the heck would go down and spend $300 to stay at this hotel of Moxie with that kind of attitude, like you are an escaped convict?
Well, I'll tell you who. It's the people that have swallowed all of the fear and are walking around still terrified. And they probably like flock to Moxie, but they're probably not getting out of their houses anyway. So they're going to have a little trouble with that kind of an attitude. I will tell you that now. And you know, any business owner would know that. Anyway, I don't even know what to say about that. That's just ridiculous is what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the price will be paid, because you're right. The people who are really into that philosophy, most of them are not going to be the people who will spend the money. They will go out of business if they continue with that attitude.
On the flip side, it's a free country. If that is how they want to run their business, that is fine. It may be ridiculous to me and you, but that's okay. If they want to drive themselves out of business, that is okay. So somebody else will come behind them and open it back
Bingo.
Up better.
And I completely respect the right for them to put that sign up. So it's
absolutely.
Like I think anyone should tell them not to.
Yeah, and I'll be going somewhere else along with you.
Somewhere else, yes. We did blood testing again at Nutrition World. We do it every Tuesday. I want to empower people to know you can just walk in, no appointments, get any kind of blood work, from hormones to nutrients to CBCs. And sometimes these are very valuable because, you know, convenience is important today. And a person may want to get things just, you know, checked out. And then they can, if there's issues, they go to a person like you, Dr. Green, or their own trusted professional, or they learn on their own what the implications are. So I want to empower people. Nutrition World offers blood testing every single Tuesday and the last Friday of the month. And there's actually a new clinic that we have open, and the gentleman, the doc's going to be coming on the show in 2 weeks, and it's called Life Med Clinic with Dr. Steinke, and he's a physician here in town, and he just wrote a book on blood pressure, and he's very lifestyle management positioning himself, and it is a concierge type of clinic, so it's very reasonable price for people who don't have insurance. It's $70 a month, and you get full access to pretty much full-time care. And that does not include testing or prescriptions, but he's very much into the balance between lifestyle, food, pharmaceuticals, everything in a balanced format. So we'll be having him on in 2 weeks. And I wanted to give you that book. He wanted me for you to have that book on natural methods for blood pressure, plus some pharmaceuticals options too in there.
Well, thank you to him. I'll tell him personally in 2 weeks.
Yes. I think you'll enjoy scanning through that book. I know you read really, really fast. I want to say real quickly, you know, I tend to get aggravated, as you know, just like I did with the Moxie Hotel. But one other company that aggravates me and has for many years, way before COVID, is Starbucks. And Starbucks, the reason they do is because they refuse to ever consistently carry organic coffee. People, these coffee beans and coffee is grown in small countries. Many of them do not know how to manage the chemicals they spray. There's no telling how much is on the coffee beans. So there's this little place on East Brainerd Road called Lola Beans. And it's coming from my house. And I pulled in there 3 days ago and I said, you wouldn't happen to have any organic coffee, would you? And the girl said, every one of our coffees is organic. And I was like, you're kidding me. Well, we have decided that we're going to now offer organic coffee on a cup-by-cup basis starting this next week. And it's from a company called Mayfly. And they are locally owned, and they are a phenomenal little company. I love their ethics. They roast the beans here, and it's called Mayfly. They're up on Signal Mountain. And we're going to start selling cups of really fine, strong organic coffee.
At Nutrition World.
At Nutrition World from the time we open till 9 till about 1 o'clock. And
you open a small one in my office as well?
and the taste of this is just plain exceptional. So Mayfly Coffee, welcome to Nutrition World.
And I will say again, I've said it before, Costco Don Pablo beans are also organic, good. Non-GMO. So for a good price, you can get really good coffee.
I love that. Yep. We got to always help people to find where the right things are at the right price. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Matt about Rev Optimal Living, something I really, really endorse for our health, my health. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and, you know, we always have some interesting concepts. I certainly live in the world of unusual things, I guess I could use that word without it being a negative. And, you know, I've been dealing with this gentleman that I really, really tremendously respect, Dr. Matt from Rev Optimal Living. And welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Guys, thank you so much for having me back. I love being here.
The concept and the things that you do is not the easiest to explain, especially to those who really haven't delved into the world of, I guess I would call it, energy health, energy medicine. And I was thinking this morning as I was driving in, you know, if you had a picture of two different human beings and they both were on their back, maybe in bed, and they were in separate places, and one was dead and one was alive, you really couldn't tell from the photo. But what is the difference between the one who's no longer breathing and the other? Well, there's a sense of type of vital health energy. I guess we could use that term. Chi would be another term, soul energy. But there's something that left that body that's not living anymore that is in the body of that one that is living. Well, it's not all about death and life. A lot of this potential of energy creates our quality of life and our quality of living as we are present. And so often blockages within this whole system of energy create a lot of the negatives that we don't like to deal with. And this energy is not something that's really quantitative. You can't go to the hospital or go to Dr. Green and get an x-ray to see this type of energy. And I know I'm putting all of this 2 cents worth in from my opinion, and you are the expert guy on this. You've been doing it for so long. And even before I'm going to let you talk, I'm going to say I've been to Dr. Matt. I probably went to you for a good year. Mm-hmm. My daughter has been to you for much longer than that, and I recommend you highly to many clients when I feel they have a need for your simple, easy treatments that you do to help balance the health that then allows people to be healthier. So with all that done and said, see where I went wrong with that explanation and try to clarify it for people.
I think you said it perfectly. I don't think we have to talk about energy anymore. You said it to 100% to a T. I think you hit all the points home. It's hard to quantitate energy. And at the end of the day, though, what we now have learned through science, and I try to keep things very simple when communicating this style of work with people, is that if we break us down to the most simple and fundamental levels, we are completely 100% energy, and everything is energy in this world. And to back up 10 years ago, if I would have heard myself saying that, I would have called myself a crazy person and a quack, because I was not on the same page with that. And learning over the last 10 years about how our bodies work, how we're made up of hundreds of trillions of cells, and those are made up a bunch of subatomic particles. And then you come to realize that, just like you said, what is the difference between that two people laying down, one with life, one with not? It's something within them that's animating all those cells, creating the heart to pump blood through thousands of miles of blood vessels. It's telling your immune system to do its job. It's controlling and coordinating hundreds of thousands of chemical reactions every single second. And what a lot of people, based on our lifestyle, what the stresses and toxicities and things that have happened in their life, they've disconnected from that energy. And our whole purpose and what we do is to connect people more to that innate intelligence and that, you know, energy that does communicate to that. So that's the whole focus of what we do at Rev. And that's energy in a nutshell.
That's a good, easy explanation. I will say the people that I have recommended and a couple of them in my family too, it's easy to be skeptical. One, it is, because it's, like you say, not quantitative. It isn't tremendously accepted by kind of, I would say, traditional thinking patterns of health. But I can tell you, it's such a powerful healing system that you have, because there are times that you get worse before better. Mm-hmm. And that is a premise of natural health. I think it is of the human body or of any living creature. And I know people who were, you know, pretty much non-believers who within the first treatment or two came away saying, what in the world just happened to me? Mm-hmm. And I can say that there have been moments where, and I don't mean to make this sound like I'm doing hallucinogenic mushrooms, mm-hmm. but it was like I was floating off the table.
Yeah.
And I always came back to a place of balance, better clarity, less stress, which then allowed my body to heal. I know, and Dr. Green, I think I know, remembers this too. I had a real problem, which I'm still dealing with some hip issues now, but about a year and a half ago, I had a huge flare-up, and you really helped me get through that, because I was so frustrated and nothing was working. And I can tell you that the coming to you once a week, mm-hmm. for 30 minutes, was almost life-changing for me, in addition to my other common sense ideas that I use. So can you kind of tell, I mean, I can't explain other than I'm laying on your table, mm-hmm. Face down for half of it, face up for the other. What are you doing?
What am I doing? Well, first I want to back up and just say change is sometimes uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. And so with you talking about your hip or people coming in with stress, anxiety, I always tell people that sometimes through the healing process, old things may come up, toxicities, emotions, things that we have not fully processed. Because what is an experience that we haven't fully processed? It's an energy that we have not fully integrated, we have not become whole with. And so what I'm doing when working on the table and the way that I've been trained, and again, it sounds silly and quacky and crazy from the outside, but it's helping to bring attention to the person laying on the table to areas of their body they have not been paying attention to in a while. And again, hundreds of trillions of cells, energy flowing at 250 miles per hour throughout the body. What we do and what we focus on is finding those areas of stuck potential energy. And the way I kind of describe it is, you know, imagine a boulder on top of a mountain, completely stuck, right? It has a huge amount of potential energy. If it were to go down the hill, it would then turn into kinetic moving energy. What I'm doing is placing little taps to that boulder, that potential energy that's stuck. And when I feel it moving and shifting in the body, that's when I step away. And, you know, as many people that have experienced this care, you start feeling things shifting, maybe hot, maybe cold, maybe energy flowing throughout the body. And now that is a dynamic energy that your body can use. And again, talking about past experiences, becoming whole with those things, increasing our vibrational frequency. Sometimes, like if you went to the gym and you haven't gone to do leg day in years, and you go give a lot of attention to that, what's going to happen the next day? There's going to be some uncomfortableness there, right? It's something you can't walk for a couple of days. You know it's good for you, but there's that sometimes that challenging time to get through that. And that's why I always invite people that, you know, it's not a prerequisite that you're going to feel worse before you get better. A lot of people, I always say 75, 60% of people, they actually feel really good right away. But if you've had challenges in the past, and again, we've all had different experiences, sometimes it can be a little bit of a roller coaster, but that is life in general, right? And we have to move through those things if we're going to think we're, if we're going to get stronger, better.
I love that. I love the word shift, because I think that's vital to understand a lot about life and health. What do you think, Dr. Green? Is it too quacky?
Where do I start? I mean, that was a lot, both Ed and Dr. Matt. So that was a whole lot. So, you know, I agree with so much of that, and I don't understand most of it. That's the weird part. So, you know, we started out talking about the spirit, and that's something a lot of people, whether they are, we'll use the term spiritual or not, you know, they walk in and they go, that does not even look like, you know, fill in the blank. Because, you know, when our spirit is out, the body looks different, and it really does. And that's one of those interesting things that I think, you know, just really underscores scripture and, you know, my beliefs that, yes, the spirit is actually gone. Then we got into talking about all that energy in our body, and I was thinking about patients who will come in and go, the stress has gone to my blank, you know, and they're just talking about how it's gotten stuck somewhere in their body, and I don't know what to do about that except just to listen to them, try to get to the bottom of it medically, because unlike Dr. Matt, I don't do what he does, and I'd love to learn how to do it, but it's one of those interesting things. You know, there's an old scripture that says we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that is so true. There's so much that we do not understand. The more we learn about the human body, the more we find out we don't know, and I think as long as we're on this planet, we'll be learning more and more and more and more and more. And he's found something that we've missed in modern medicine, and I just love, we've been on at least once. How many times?
This is, I think, our third time.
Third time, okay. I usually remember that a little bit better, but you know, I learn a little bit more every time, and one day I hope I understand what you do, but I probably will not.
Well, I'm going to be real with you. I've been doing this now and practicing it and utilizing this care for over 9 years, and I have learned a lot about the human body, just like yourself, you know, supplemented with quantum physics, understanding energy, and this is what I can tell you with 100% certainty. I only know 1% of what I believe is out there. And that's the reality of, you know, us as human beings. And the cool thing is, as you talked about, the spiritual part, you know, what is that essence, that inner knowing, that inner light energy within us? And we've had this spiritual kind of view of it. And then over the last 20 to 30 years, the science is actually starting to catch up with that. We're having devices that are measuring, you know, the light emissions, the biophotons, the energy being emitted in our body. And so what's cool is that what was once super quacky 10, 15, 20 years ago is getting starting to get less and less and less, right? So I believe it's a really beautiful moment in time that we're all in.
You know, actually they taught, go back to med school days, which was literally another millennium, and we were taught about the biopsychosocial model of medicine. What's odd is it seems like we were taught that to think, you know, we are complex creatures and there's a spiritual side, and then they breed it out of you by the time you get out of medical school. It's like, well, just forget all that, you know, everything else is hogwash, just take the traditional medicine and go do your job. And that is, you know, completely untrue. And I teach my students when I'm teaching, and my patients, you know, how complex this is, and we have a lot of spiritual discussions. That's my contribution to this kind of thought, is that I have more spiritual discussions every day than I can remember, probably 20 easily per day with patients. It's just part of the normal care, and you have to keep that in mind as a doctor, any type of practitioner.
Yeah, whatever your belief is too, that's not the important part, right? It's about that, just like you said, you were taught that, and then it was kind of pushed away. And so our whole goal and intention is to not to tell people what they have to do or that what we're doing is the thing that's fixing them. It's connecting them to that inner knowing, that inner love, whatever you want to call it, that divine energy and that life force. And from that, when people connect to that, I never tell people what's going to happen to them. Literally over multiple thousands of people that have ever come in this office, and I have never told anyone that we can fix your pain, we can fix your anxiety, depression, your autoimmune disease, or whatever is happening in their system. We're just going to help connect you to that inner intelligence, and amazing things begin to happen. And 99% of people do see those positive changes.
But you do know that if you're in a bad place spiritually, every medical problem is worse. I mean, everything.
Yeah. There's that huge disconnection there. Yeah. Absolutely.
I love the fact Dr. Green is so clear thinking and open minded. I appreciate that.
So
because it would be, you know, this conversation would not always fly well with some of the highly trained professionals in your field, I just have to say. But I love the fact that you're creating an example for others. And the divine energy is, you know, I mean, we all hear stories of spontaneous remissions. I mean, where did that come from? It came from some kind of divine energy, whether you believe external or interior to your life. But we know that it's there. We know it can happen. And sometimes people get so locked into a certain health pattern that you need help. And I love the fact that you are here in Chattanooga. You've got several people under you that work. Tell people if they want to learn more, where can they go and what can they do? And they also, you can ask me at Nutrition World. I certainly, or my daughter Katie, we're quite familiar. And we have no financial connection at all. So this is all completely independent. So let people know your website and information, please, Dr. Matt.
Yeah, our website is revoptimalliving.com. And yes, we have two locations with four doctors working at our offices, one on Lee Highway right next to Nutrition World, right on the back of it, and then one on the North Shore. And yeah, the best thing, if this is something that interests you and you want to learn more, definitely check out our website, our social media, same thing, at Rev Optimal Living. Yeah.
I love it, love it, love it. And I will see you or one of your partners on Tuesday, because awesome. I'm starting back at 11:40 as soon as I get done eating lunch. All right, my friend, it is time to take a break. When we come back, got several notes that I want to talk about. We're always a little bit on the vaccine front, but it's actually good news. I've got I want to ask Dr. Green about this. It's a kit I bought where I can get a pass without having to get a vaccine. I don't know if you've heard about that, but I ordered it. It's in the store.
Stay tuned for more.
Yes. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, chattanoogafitnessexpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I know earlier I had mentioned, and it's really interesting, I want to get your take on this, Dr. Green. I have a printout I should have done for you, but I, looking into all the details of so many things of health, I like to try to stay really up on the cutting edge. Well, Abbott Labs now has a test called Binax Now, B-I-N-A-X-N-O-W. And it's really cool because you can order this test for COVID. And in some airlines and some places in the country now, you can get a digital pass, and it will give you a 72-hour pass. Now, the way this works, which I found interesting, and I ordered two of these tests because I order everything so I can learn more about it, so then I can further educate people who want to talk to me. Well, I got the test that would not give me the digital pass. And the reason is because the digital test pass is with the same kit, but you have to go on emed.com and have a person talk you through the test. I think probably they're going to actually be video you while you're getting the test, and then they issue this digital pass. And so my test only costs $29. To get the pass, you're going to have to do, I think it's $100 or $150. Now, I think that's an interesting concept.
And that's just for travel, something like that?
Just for travel. Now, the test kits I got was for information without travel, and they were $29 a piece. So they were very reasonable. So if a person wants to check their antigens, then this test will do it in 15 minutes.
Good business idea.
I'm
a bit disturbed that the world is the way it is, and we have to do that, though.
I am, too. And we know that there's ways to make that test give you a pass where probably maybe you shouldn't have passed, too.
Probably. And, you know, there's, my patients have taught me there's ways online to get fake COVID vaccination cards, things like that, which you should not do, mm-hmm. by the way. But they teach me a lot of the ways to skirt the law, the patients do. But people are figuring this stuff out. So mm-hmm. I don't know. How long is this going to last, though, Ed? How long do we have to prove our COVID status to travel?
Well, I believe that if the COVID in this country stays at the level it will, it will end up weaning itself down and down to a certain level, but there'll always be a change of life. It will never quite go back to the old ways.
Well, at least we're used to it then.
And we're going to make the best of what we have. I'm not going to use up the last years of my life pondering something that, one, I have very little control over, and I will be flexible, and the gifts of life far outnumber any of these challenges.
Amen. Preach it.
And a company I ran across this week, I'm hugely, as anyone knows if they listen to me, invested in the power of mushrooms. Mushrooms from A to Z.
Not the psychedelic type people.
Well, that has a place too for people who, in some studies, in, especially if it's medically supervised. I'm connected with that one also. But the magic of mushrooms for healing is probably beyond any other food on this earth. And mushrooms have a lot of the same genetics that human bodies have. It's truly mind-blowing when you read it. But there's a company up in Harrison called Two Angels Mushrooms, and I came across that from a customer, which is where I learned so many things. Thank you, everyone, for sharing the things that you find in your life with Ed Jones at Nutrition World, because then I can turn around and share it. But they grow all of these mushrooms, many, many, many different varieties, and of course, zero chemicals. Mushrooms are very sturdy. They don't need chemicals, even though big companies use them. And I just love this Two Angels Mushrooms concept.
Well, you know, I agree with you about the mushrooms in general. I think the two I use mostly are from Host Defense, I think is the company, and mm-hmm. so Lion's Mane, they have an immune support that I keep, and high quality products. But you're right, there's a lot of medicinal power in them.
And eating them, if you enjoy them, is certainly very, very valuable, because cooking does not seem to destroy the components. And but again, it's all about quality. As far as encapsulating, you're exactly right. And Host Defense is the company. In fact, on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, I have interviewed Jerry Angelini 3 times, and we've had them on this show once or twice about the magic of these mushrooms. I have taken these mushrooms at double dosing during the entire pandemic, and certainly have recommended it for immune boosting facts. I do want to say, it just came to my mind, it's funny I didn't make a note of this, Dr. Green, but I have been, you know, on social media. You got Facebook, you got Instagram, you got Twitter. And I have several accounts. We have one for Vital Health Radio. We have one for Nutrition World. And I have accounts for The Holistic Navigator, which is my podcast where I help educate people on so many topics. But guess what? I can post, but I can never boost. And what boost means is that's where the power comes in with social media. If I did a post and I want to get a lot of people to look at it, I can spend $50 and get a ton of people to look at the post. I have now been banned for life.
From
Facebook and Instagram. This past week, we contacted them. I had one of
Ed, what have you done?
I know it. I really didn't mean to do it. But Cassie, one of my latest great employees at the store, she spent about an hour and a half on chat with Facebook. And they said that due to my repostings of articles from Dr. McCullough, who is outspoken about the power of nutrients to help us get over COVID, that they decided, their whole staff, they took it into a committee meeting and decided that I will be banned for life. How unfair is that? Simply because they didn't agree with it. I was not on the fringes of saying everyone's wrong and I'm the only right one. I was simply reposting information from someone who actually had references on this whole topic, and now for life, and there was no option.
Well, I hesitate to make a political comment, but I'll just share what one of our nurses said, so it's not actually my comment, but sometime, gosh, it's been within the last year, she said, why is it that the far left says you have to be accepting of all viewpoints, but they're not accepting of your viewpoint unless it's the same as theirs?
Yes.
And that is, sir, basically what you just went through. You have a different viewpoint, and they are not willing to expand their minds mm-hmm. and look at your viewpoint and let everybody hear a balanced perspective. And that's bad. I mean, that is just bad. But you're in good company. I mean, you and Trump are banned. So,
well, there's got to be certain. I will figure out a plan B of some sort. I just feel, and I told him, I said, you never gave me a warning. You never put me on probation. I understand that maybe your regulations are what they are, and I need to live within the scope of that. But this is far beyond that. I would have not kept posting if I had known this was going to happen. I wouldn't have. I got other things I could talk about.
You're as stubborn as I am.
Yeah, but I know how to play the game also.
But it's also a compliment. I mean, you're telling me that Zuckerberg et al. Is attacking you? That's actually kind of a compliment.
Hey, I will take it like that. Yeah, obviously, I don't think I'm a threat, but obviously I did push the buttons.
If they didn't think you were a threat to something they believe in, they wouldn't have banned you.
Well, I'm just about total empowering people with information on both sides, and then you make up your own mind. It's not about telling people how to live their life or how to make decisions.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how you learn, right?
Yeah, it'd be pretty hard to learn if we only had one side of all stories. And I don't care, in school, in life, in relationships, that's not how you journey through to wisdom.
Well, no, because if you have one-sided viewpoints in teaching, that's called indoctrination.
Ooh, wow.
And brainwashing. So if that's how they want the world to be, that's the world they want. That's not the world I want to live in.
I love that. Yep, I amen to that. I know that when I was gone 2 weeks ago, you had Darren and Matt on about the fitness and health and things.
We had a great time, but we missed you.
And I appreciate that. But the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, I want to make sure that we put a plug in for June 5th. It is a fitness / bodybuilding / not a beauty contest, but a all the way across the board, you can have different categories. And it's not like the old days of the all you have is the big giant guys coming out there with their old bodies and posing. This is really a, and I see people in the gym working out so hard to be ready for this. It's a way that people have to reach new levels because it is very well ran. It'll be a great contest. In fact, I used to sponsor Mr. Chattanooga with a guy named Eddie Botkin. He would have it, I think, at the Boys Club. I think we may have had it at the YMCA. It was back in the 80s, and it was old school, which I did love old school kind of bodybuilding. But this is the new school, and this is far classier, quicker, more efficient. And so I encourage people, the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, June 5th, come visit it, come watch it. And if you're in shape, try to train for it.
And you are or are not competing yourself?
No, don't even bring that question up.
I just love to bring that up, though.
You knew that I declined.
But we will be there.
I declined to even comment. I'm living day to day at this point, and if everything fell in place and the stars aligned, I might get in the over 60 fitness. I might.
I tell you, Darren is coming a long way. I saw some of his posts and after his injuries, and we've talked about that on the air, so I won't go into that again, but he is an inspiration.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
And so is Matt. You know,
and so is Matt. Darren Johnson is a trainer, and he has recovered from significant knee injuries like I've never seen, and just an amazing individual. I want to make it another comment. I had a wonderful interview with a guy who's a pharmacist, Greg McPherson. He's from New Zealand. He wrote a book called Harnessing the Nine Pillars of Aging, and it was very interesting because certainly this has been the most distance I have ever had with an interview in New Zealand's a few miles away from Chattanooga. But he was very well spoken, and he's passionate about the fact, as I am, we can't stop Father Time, but we can make him less aggressive by the right supplements, the right lifestyle, the right foods, the right emotional balancing. But this book, Harnessing the Nine Pillars of Aging, I downloaded it on my phone as soon as I had this appointment with him because I didn't want to wait to get the book from Amazon. And I read it in 2 hours, and I learned something about a product called Facetin, F-I-S-E-T-I-N. Never had I known about it before. And I went to PubMed, Dr. Green, and I typed in the word Facetin. Amazing research is on this. Excuse me. It comes from strawberries most of the time, and organic strawberries would be the only choice. But in you have to eat a lot of strawberries to get a significant amount. But we sell it in supplement now. It just happened that a company, Life Extension, came out with it in supplemental form. Well, what Facetin does is we have cells in our body that are declining to a point where the body should get rid of them, and it's basically a senile cell. It's still operating, but at a very low capacity. This happens after we get past age 50. Well, what Facetin does is goes in and eliminates these less functioning cells so they can be replaced with newer, more vibrant cells. And as we age, if we keep accumulating these, it's called senolytic or senile cells, you're going to be slower and less efficient and less healthy, less vibrant, and it makes total sense. It's like your cell phone when it gets clogged up with too many apps and viruses. It gets very sluggish. And so Facetin is going to be my new go-to. It's one pill a day. It costs $11 to buy it. And it in animal studies, in these huge study with mice, it extended their lifespan by 10%, which almost nothing that we have that's proven to do that. But calorie deprivation does, and that's how Facetin works, is by altering this gene that also is altered when you do calorie deprivation. So it's called a sirtuin gene. So all of that said, please go to the Holistic Navigator and listen, and Nutrition World or YouTube, all the different platforms. Greg McPherson, Harnessing the Nine Pillars of Aging. Very interesting.
Well, stuff like that is stuff you're only going to hear here.
Yeah. Yep. You got that right. Facetin. It could be pronounced also Facetin. And we asked the actual company, how do you pronounce it? And they didn't know. They said, either way sounds good to us. So I'm going with Facetin. I like that.
Oh, how funny.
I don't know about you, but once you get it in your brain, it's hard to reroute that word or pronunciation once it's happened.
Absolutely.
Well, brother, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio on demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. The spiritual moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app for Apple or iPhone or Android. Now, today's spiritual moment reflects upon the struggles of life and the anxiety and stress these cause us as we try to find our way. Well, daily for the past year, I have seen the levels of stress and fear in our community markedly increased, and I have watched as the national news media has daily fed that fear with a steady diet of gloom and doom. Here on Vital Health Radio, we have cautioned against a life led by fear and have instead encouraged a life lived by faith and led by wisdom. But we cannot deny that the levels of stress have been elevated for many. So we must decide how we will act in response, for we are not in total control of our individual situations, but we can control how we respond. I would like to begin with a quote from Lao Tzu. What the caterpillar calls the end, the rest of the world calls a butterfly. And next, a somewhat revealing scripture from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4, where Elijah was running for his life from Queen Jezebel, and it says, "He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. 'I have had enough, Lord,' he said. 'Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors.'" So here is a biblical leader who shows us it is okay to tell God exactly what we are thinking and feeling in our lives, including frustration, fear, or anger. Well, thankfully, God knows our pain and fully understands all of the problems that we face. Often it is easy to feel alone in this world, just like Elijah felt. But in Christ, we are never really alone. We have access to a peace stronger than any trouble we face. God rejoices with us in the good times, yet he also grieves with us when we are in pain. He receives us just as we are, whether tired, worn out, happy, excited, frustrated, or angry. He always receives us and knows all we feel before we discuss it with him. There is no conversation we cannot have with God. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." And in John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus himself says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." So, if your life seems like it has completely gone off the rails, make the choice to pour out your heart, all of your deepest feelings, with full honesty to the God who understands the pain and fear and anxiety that you feel. He is the God who will be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, who will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in him. Let me close with a benediction from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. "Now, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you." And this has been your spiritual moment for today. Ed?
Thank you, as always, my friend, for a very calming and probably needed message for many, many listeners. I want to talk about real quickly, just because we only have a few minutes left. My daughter, Katie, did a wonderful video entitled "The Three Factors That Hold Your Hair Back." And it's, you know, of course, dealing with hair loss. And I encourage anyone. And in fact, I had probably three women yesterday. And I don't know how many questions you get from women, Dr. Green, about their hair.
Women and men. And we really don't have a lot in medical science.
No, and some of it can't be altered. I mean, there's some genetic components and things that deal with hormones and such. But I think we have a lot more potential than we give credit for. So I encourage anyone to go to Facebook on either Vital Health Radio or The Holistic Navigator and listen to Katie speak about the three factors that hold your hair back.
And also visit your practitioner. There are tests you can do.
Right. And I think she probably covered that we have to get some information sometimes about certain components of blood work, and that is needed.
Yeah, you're right.
Immensely.
You can't change genetics, but you can rule out bad medical problems causing it.
Bingo. Yes. Everything from thyroid to iron levels to some other
exactly.
components of that. I did a great post. I thought it was great, and normally I don't say I did a great post on The Holistic Navigator on the 5 steps to become your own superhero. And I spoke about that on, again, my podcast platform, The Holistic Navigator. And I really detailed the intricacies a little bit of intermittent fasting, which is immensely powerful, but also a word called hormesis. And it has to do with kind of in a big term, what would kill us in excess will strengthen us in small amounts. And it has to do with my attempt to maintain as much as I can as I age, from breath holding to exposing myself to the temperatures that would, like cryogenics, 3 minutes of cryogenics at minus 160 is so healing. Well, guess what? 30 minutes at minus 160 is deadly. So I'm doing that something very deadly, but in small amounts. What that does is it triggers a intuitive strength building capacity that we all have, but we only bring it forth if we get to a point of testing it. And so I do it with exercise in the gym. You can't do it too much. You have to be very, very balanced about how to do it. I do it with breath holding. I do it with fasting. I do it with cryogenics. I do it with the sauna. And so this word hormesis, I explain on my podcast, and I think it's very valuable. And I always use the term, it's far better to wear out than rust out, because most people are sitting around past 35 and 40, and they're literally, their bodies are going to rust out far quicker than wear out. So I encourage you to listen to the 5 steps to become a superhero, and then we can all be superheroes like Dr. Green. Hey, that man stays in shape, let me tell you. Despite all his hard work and everything else, he is a devoted gym a nut.
Well, with your breath holding, I was just thinking, I've actually started doing that while I run.
Really?
Yeah, so that's a little bit hard, but I've actually worked that into my jogging.
You know, I bought one of those masks that reduce the oxygen back when I was going to go to Colorado and do those 14,000 footers, and which I did two of those, and it really helped because it creates, again, the same thing I'm speaking of, that when you put more stress on the body, the body either has to break down or it has to adapt. And if you do it correctly and wisely, then it adapts and we become stronger for it.
And speaking of strength, by the way, we haven't said it yet. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers out
thank
there.
Thank you.
Thank you for your strength.
Wow. I'm so glad you remembered that at the last minute. Lastly, for people, and again, I talk to people a lot who walk in the store. This lady came in last week and she was like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm 60 years old. I don't want to take a lot of supplements. I don't know how to start. So that basically says I keep quitting because I don't know how to do this. We've put together something called the Core Four. The Core Four is every single platform product, and there's only four products, that will create the kind of nutritional support that really needs to be done from A to Z. Instead of picking and choosing, just reading an article and running in the store, that isn't how you create better supplementation programs. It doesn't work because you have to cover a lot of bases. The Core Four does that. If you're interested, you want to make an easy gift for anyone or yourself, we actually have Core Four on an auto ship, and it will cost $99. It's been reduced significantly from retail pricing.
And that's so easy to do. Not everybody wants to or can do what you do or what I do. And a lot of them just don't want to. And that's, I understand, my lifestyle, yours is not for everybody. But four, you can do the Core Four. I've started working that end to my new patient visits, and I have four things I tell them. I won't tell it on the air, but four things I want them to do. And you know, most people can do three or four.
Absolutely. Brother, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.